Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Welcome back to the final segment here of the Computer Corner. If you missed any part of the show, if you want to get caught back up, if you missed last week's show, the week before, or any of the last couple of years' worth of shows, we got all the content for you, all the links, all the resources, and of course all the audio archives, all online, all 24 hours, all the time, all silly.
Except when it's not.
Except for when it's not. All on demand. All sometimes in stereo. All sometimes not.
Sometimes mono.
But you can check all that stuff out, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. And then look for links. Click around. Check it out. We're talking this week about spam, things you can do to fight spam. And Kathy writes in with a spam question. Says, I use mail washer to filter out spam, but it doesn't do a good job. I have to look through most of them and decide what is or isn't spam. Then I have to switch over to this mail program that I use with my email, my Earthlink address. They used to have a spam filter, but they now charge for it. And she goes on and on and on. And she wants to know two questions. One, is there any spam program that will delete all of the spam without me ever having to see it?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Meaning, is there a perfect world? And number two, when I use mail washer, sometimes I bounce the email to them. And if you haven't used mail washer, there's a little function where you can say bounce this, which creates this fake message that sends back to the supposed sender so that they would supposedly take you off your list. And she's asking, I do it sometimes days after the fact, and does it do any good? And the answer is maybe, maybe not, probably not. Most spammers are going to err on the side of, if I'm not sure, I'm going to keep sending to you.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really hurt that much. They don't want to spend time on things that they know for sure are a waste. But then again, when in doubt, let's just go ahead and send. So the mail washer program is a little bit more technically involved as far as how you set it up and how you use it. And it's a little program that allows you to kind of take a preview of your email messages and then mark the ones spam before you download the mail. So it's a good tool for people that are on dial-up who don't want to wait all the time that it takes to download all the messages first and then let a spam program figure out what they are. And it's really not the best tool in the world if you're on a service that is high speed and always on, or if you're like Kathy, where you don't want to have to go through and make a decision about everything, right? So what I'd recommend for Kathy or anybody like her that wants a little bit less involved solution, if you check out our website, datadoctors.com, click on the approved software section, scroll down. For Outlook Express users, there's a program we have that's listed there called CloudMark. It's a free trial. I'd give it a shot. See if it works for you. If you like it, you can pay for it. If you don't, you can uninstall it. If you're using Outlook, not Outlook Express, but the full-blown Outlook, then SpamBase is listed there, and there's a link to it. And it's a very simple thing to set up. Again, it depends on what you're using and how you're using it, but those are the solutions. Now, in Kathy's situation, she's using a particular mail program called IncrediMail, and that's why she's having to use something a little bit non-standard, like MailWasher, because she doesn't have as many options. So you might want to look to either switch to using Earthlink's online access and then paying for their spam filters, or seeing if you can switch to something like Outlook or Outlook Express, which are the two most popular email clients out there, so that you can use some of the tools that we've suggested. So there's a couple of things for you. Otherwise, you're kind of stuck doing what you're doing right now, which obviously isn't working out well for you, or you wouldn't have emailed us. So everything in the world when it comes to computers comes down to a question of, do I want to spend my time or do I want to spend my money? And she's saying, I don't want to pay Earthlink. So you're going to be forced to then spend some of your time.
Right.
Or pay them or switch to a different product that doesn't require you to make that choice. And in some cases, there is such a thing as a free lunch. And so I guess to summarize, you're going to have to change what you're doing somewhat to change your spam software and your solution and what you don't like about it.
But no matter what you do, don't expect it to be perfect.
It's not going
to
be perfect.
It won't be.
And there is no perfect world when it comes to spam. You're going to have to see some stuff.
You're either going to eliminate emails that you do want, or you're going to receive a few that you don't.
Yeah. But you'll have to decide which way is the better way for you.
I think we all know what that is.
Right. Now, in the coming weeks, we've got some really good stuff.
Some
big stuff. It's kind of a little bit top secret. So we won't tell you, but it has to do with technology. It has to do with computers. So you want to stick around for those weeks in the very near future. We've got our show coming up very, very soon on podcasting and subscribing to what's called RSS feeds. And if you don't know what that stuff is, stay tuned to our newsletter. You can sign up at datadoctors.com. If you missed any part of the show, again, click on where it says radio show, and you can listen and check those things out. All kinds of good resources there for you if you're dealing with the scourge that is spam.
It's a scourge.
It's a scourge.
Keep up the good fight.
For Chad Pyle, it's Brandon Disney reminding you, when it comes to your computer and technology in general, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
We'll see you next week.